Welcome home, honey. No, I'm all right. Why? Come on, lay down. I want to hold you. You're so warm. Of course. I'll always be honest with you. Well, yes, I suppose I do feel the need to sleep. I don't know how much about sirens is common knowledge to humans, but you must know we hibernate then. It gets cold in the winter, but our ocean doesn't freeze, and the water is bitter. Sometimes our bodies will change. We aren't always beautiful. You wouldn't like to see me in hibernation. I used to wake up early when I was younger from hibernation. I was the first one. It's like a cove of skeletons. All the fat and color is gone. Not breathing. Just floating at the top of the water. It's scary even for me. I don't want a human to see. Especially not my favorite human. It's only to preserve ourselves in the ocean. I don't need to hibernate here. These cabins are warm and nice, and you feed me. You were worried about that then, weren't you? I guess, even with all you know about us, you don't know everything. If you want to know more, don't trust the things you hear. They aren't all true. Well, I suppose, yes. I'd be the perfect source. Let's see. We live in groups, like humans. But of course you live in groups. You're here in your camp. It's a living area. But we don't live with families. Not always. The people I call my sisters, I don't actually know if they're related to me. When a siren gives birth to her eggs, she scatters them. They go all over and get buried in the sand. We start life as fish, and we grow our upper bodies with age. You didn't know? Is it strange to you? I don't want you to think I'm strange. You might think I'm half human, isn't that right? But to me, you're half siren. You're just missing your tail. It's only perspective. Though, it wouldn't be right to say we are completely different species. Sirens are all female. We need humans to continue on, so it's not like our relationship isn't at least a little normal. In a way, you could say humans like you are just male sirens. Well, I'm trying to think of what would be more differences. Something you don't know. You already know what we eat. Being so close to you now, I feel a little bad about it. Favorite animals. We don't have a concept like that, not usually. Anything that doesn't continue the bloodline is pointless. Not a favorite season either. Oh, well, yes. We have a favorite color, of course. It's green, but you know that. No, I mean, we as a whole. Green is the favorite color of every siren. It has to be. I'm confused. Is this not common knowledge? I thought if you knew that we hibernated, you would know that. Well, it's a rather long story if I were to explain all of it. I was sure that was common knowledge. It's such a big part of us. Alright, to begin, I hope you don't think I'm strange for saying all of this, but our stories are very important to us. There's a story we passed down through word of mouth. Sirens used to work differently, less independent, and there was only one siren that would give birth in each group. It was believed that before a siren gave birth, she should remove the toxins from her body to have the healthiest eggs. So, it was common to eat on food that we couldn't digest. According to the story, one siren would go out and eat seaweed until she threw up. Well, when she was eating on the seaweed, she found a bright green egg. Huge, much bigger than the other eggs she gave birth to. And it was cold and dead. So, she hid it in her cheek and swallowed it. What? It was normal for them back then. She wanted to absorb it. Everything we eat becomes part of us or gets thrown up. We aren't able to sort and only use things that we need like humans can. She gave birth to a lot of eggs, almost 3 times the normal amount. But the next time, before she was ready to give birth, she went out to eat seaweed and throw up again. But the egg came out. Her body hadn't absorbed it. Each time, she swallowed the egg, and each time it didn't get absorbed. But she kept giving birth to so many eggs. One day, when she went to eat seaweed again, she threw up the egg, but it got lost in the sand. She dug, but she couldn't find it. And after that, she gave birth to barely anything. The others thought she was ill, so they didn't let her mate or eat. It's said that she became too greedy, so the egg left to find a new home. She cared the most about spreading her own bloodline, not helping the others. When a siren has a true desire to help her sisters, the egg will come back. We cherish the green. I especially cherish it. I hoped that if I loved the egg enough, it would find me, and I would be able to give birth too. But I think even if I did have the egg, I still wouldn't be able to. Of course I believe it's true. It's very important to me. You don't believe in it? One day it will come back, I'm sure. My sisters will be able to populate the whole ocean. Me? Well, I'll stay here with you. I'm infertile anyway. I can't help them. I don't feel incredibly jealous, no. But, well, it's just that when I lived with my sisters, I didn't think much about myself. I was curious about humans, and sure, I was hungry. But now that I've lived with you, and I've learned so much, I feel a little selfish. Sometimes I want to think about myself and the things I enjoy. I enjoy being with you. It's been a while. Do you mind if I breathe? The bowl of water. Thank you. to submerge the whole gill. Can you help me? Just lay the bowl here on the bed. All right. It's hard to move with my tail. Yeah. I breathe through these gills. I still breathe oxygen, of course, but I have to get it this way. It's not that I can't breathe oxygen on land, I could, but my gills just aren't able to work like that. They'll just collapse. All right. Thank you. I'm sorry. Well, you were cozy. I didn't want you to move. Come back. I love you. You know, I was thinking, how much do you trust me? I still don't understand how relationships work between humans. But I know it needs trust. I don't see how you'd be able to trust me, knowing what my diet is like. Of course, the Borg is fine. It works, but aren't you afraid I'd, you know? You're sure? When we first met, I even tried. Then, may I put that to the test? Even if you really do trust me, I want to prove myself. I'd like to try something. I've been doing some research. Do you find my mouth scary? Not my teeth either? Look. All right, then I have the ultimate test. I'd like to put my mouth on your most sensitive area. I saw it on your phone. Would it be all right? My teeth are sharp, yes, but I have good control over them. I know that I can be gentle, and my tongue is longer than you think. I could just use that. It might not be exactly how the people in the videos do it, but I'm sure I'd be able to. Relax. And don't get startled by my tongue. Like I said, it's longer than you think. Human skin, to taste it so gently. This is new. Your body is responding. Does it scare you to have my teeth this close? You're brave. You trust me more than I trust myself. Oh. Flesh is lovely. Your taste. It's almost sweet. You'd be popular back home. Sorry. Even if I definitely won't eat you, I can't help but love the way you taste. My whole tongue? What do you think? Long? I keep it rolled at the back of my throat. I want to taste you all over. Be careful with my teeth, love. May I try putting you in my mouth? You're delicious. I wasn't allowed to eat. Having you to myself this way. You taste so good. You're making me hungry. Shh, I won't hurt you. It's okay. What I just ate. More. I want more of it. I'm not done. I want to drink more. More. Then rest quickly and get hard again. I want to drink you again. Tasting your gum makes me curious about you. I want to taste more of you. Shh, I'll never hurt you. You're too precious to eat. But if just to taste. I want to leave my marks on you. I feel territorial. I don't know why my sisters never got this way. They share their meals. You're more than a meal, though. I want to keep you forever. You're calm. I've had dreams of getting pregnant by you and laying my eggs in the lake. I prayed I'd find the green egg and it would let me give birth to your offspring. I want to give you millions of daughters. But now I feel so possessive. Even if I remain sterile, or if I get pregnant, I just want to keep drinking you up instead. This tail's too heavy on land. Mate with me in the lake again. What's wrong? Are you afraid? I would never hurt you, but it seems my taste for my natural diet will never go away. It's easy to remember my cravings. I'm not hungry, no. Even if I was, I'd rather starve than eat you. But there will always be that desire. Knowing that, are you still all right with me? Good. I love you too much. I hope I haven't scared you. Get hard for me. I want another taste.